is big.
Which is not an adjective for God, which is supposed to cover totality of everything. No, he's big. Then what? He's an old man and he's begging us to pay attention to him. You will hear this a lot in different religions, as if when I'm praying, I'm giving something to him. Do I give something to him? I'm giving something to me. I'm concentrating, I'm practicing, I'm thinking, all of that. He doesn't need anything. I am the needy one. So whatever we were talking about is my need, not his need.
Yes.
Here you'll say, this cause and effect, this is the game. Because this is how you learn. This is what you should do. Yes.
To the end that the natural philosopher may attach himself to the drug, and that the astronomer may turn his face to the star, and that the hypocrite from greed may come to market at daybreak for fear of no demand for his wares. Without having performed his devotions or washed his face, seeking morsels, he has become a morsel for hell.
Yeah, a little bit they're playing this game of the words again. It goes like this: بندگی ناکرده و ناشسته روی لقمه دوزخ بگشته لقمه جوی رم 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 for all of that. But the point is what? The point is that look at this majority. What are they doing? They are prepared and very close to the hell. And they're only thinking about a piece of bread. This is how silly the normal people are. Yes?
The spirit of the vulgar is devouring and being devoured, like the lamb that feeds on hay. The lamb is feeding, while the butcher rejoices, saying, for our sake, it feeds on the grass of desire.
This is something that you don't see because it doesn't matter to you anymore. Because meat for you is in the supermarket, and cut and ready to eat. In Rumi's time, they know that they kill the animal and blah, 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 blah. He says, look at it, when these ships are having a good grass, the shepherd is very happy. Why? Because he likes the ships? No. Because he loves the animal? No. Because when they eat better, they have a better milk, he will sell it and he will be more comfortable. That's the way he looks at it. The outcome is important, yes?
In respect of food and drink, thou art doing the work of hell. Thou art fattening thyself for its sake. Do thy own work. Feed on the daily bread of wisdom, that the glorious heart may become fat.
Oh. I don't know how to translate it, because it's so beautiful. The meaning is that, listen, what are you doing? If you're attending to this body, this is the silly stuff. This is what the hell is all about. Attending to the body. Don't do it. Instead of eating something, eat the fruit of this knowledge we are talking about, hikmat. Because when you're eating a lot, what will happen? You get fat. But if you eat a lot of these meanings, your heart will be great. You improve your feeling that way, yes?
Body eating and drinking is the obstacle to this eating and drinking. The spirit is like a merchant, while the body is like a highwayman.
A very good comparison somehow. Listen, my life is like a merchant, and my body is the thief. Whatever I lose with this one. Why? Because the eating of this one will stop me of eating the other fruit, which is the fruit of humanity, that knowledge, that thing that I get, not from my parents, from the environment. Yes?
At the time when the highwayman is consumed like firewood, is the candle of the merchants resplendent. For thou art that intelligence, and the rest is a mask concealing the intelligence. Do not lose thyself. Do not strive in vain. Know that every sensual desire is like wine and bean. It is a veil over the intelligence.
Do you know that? Really? You, first of all, is shahwat, is all the appetite you have, either sexual or whatever else. You see, this shahwat is like drinking or hashish. What's the use of those stuff? They will close the curtain of your cleverness. So you will become a dummy. With what? Don't forget, with the appetite, with your physical appetite, you become a dummy. So why should you do that? Yes.
Know that every sensual desire is like wine and bean. It is a veil over the intelligence, and thereby the rational man is stupefied. The intoxication of the intelligent is not wine alone. Whatsoever is sensual shuts the eye and ear. Iblis was far removed from wine drinking. He was drunken with pride and unbelief.
This is something that I hope you will remember all your life. This is one good address that you should remember. When we talk about drinking wine, what are we talking about? Honestly, really, you know that we are not thinking about really having the wine. We are talking about the drunkenness over there for the lovers and that stuff, right? He says, to understand this, you should remember one thing. Satan doesn't drink. And he is a stupid, arrogant who is doing a lot of bad stuff like a drunk fellow, like a stupid one. So remember it. When we are talking about the one, we are not talking about the literal one. We are talking the other one. Yes?
The drunken man is he who sees that which is not. What is a piece of copper or iron appears to be a gold. This discourse has no end. O Moses, move thy lips that the herbage may spring forth.
Okay, God gets tired of bringing the examples here and there and says, okay, enough, enough. You, Moses, do something. Just move your lips. Everything will grow up. Don't worry. Yes.
He did so, and immediately the earth became green with hyacinths and costly grains. That folk fell to the food, since they had suffered famine and were dead from ravenous hunger. For several days they ate their fill of the gift. Those who were inspired by that breath, and the other human beings and the quadrupeds, when their bellies were filled and they grasped the bounty and the necessity was gone, then they waxed insolent.
That's what you are. This is it. This is the trick. He said, listen, Moses came down and brought all those magics. The fly of these insects and the river turning to blood and the first, all of that, right? So they came and said,
oh, Moses, now we're poor and we cannot do it, please do it, blah, 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 blah. The trick. He talked to the God, and God said what? Forget about all those explanations, which was about something else. I said, you know what? Move your lips. Everything will go back. You will see how short it takes. Because when they go back, comfort comes. The fruit of the comfort is? Is that arrogance? Is that fellowship and all of that? So in a couple of days, they were not hungry anymore. Everything was good. Now we could go back to deny everything. Become a kafir. Yes.
The carnal soul is a follower of Pharaoh. Beware, do not satisfy it, lest it remember its ancient infidelity. Without the glowing heat of the fire, the carnal soul will never become goodly. Listen, do not beat the arm till it has become like live coals.
This is something that, again, in the times of Rumi has a lot of meaning, because there are this iron game and playing and bringing and all that. He would say, listen, piece of metal, you cannot bend it, you cannot change the form of it. This is what this is. Heat, fire. Remember, we talked about this fire and the Abraham going through it. He says, that's the need. When the fire is there, you heat it up, then you could change it. That's the way you should change yourself. First, you should put yourself in the fire. Heat yourself. Bring everything red and in front, then start thinking. Yes?
Without hunger, the body makes no movement. 'Tis cold arm that thou art beating. No. Though it weep and wail most piteously, it will never become a true believer. Take heed. It is like Pharaoh. In famine, it lays its head before Moses, as he did, making supplication. When it has been freed from want, it rebels. When the donkey has cast off its load, he kicks.
That's the point. As simple as that, is it? Listen, this is what it is. Without that fire, what was that fire about? To burn out whatever. He didn't know what will come out the other side, but he knew that everything will burn, and he was ready for that. Remember when Gabriel came in? He said, no, get out of here. I don't need help. I'm here to burn a lot of stuff in me if I have my animal anger. And if I keep my potential hatred, what will happen? Nothing is good, nothing will never be good, and I cannot change to a human being. That's the point here. He will say, listen, look at this Pharaoh, which is a part of you, your arrogance. So when you don't have anything, that Pharaoh comes down to trick and play humble. Give it a little bit, no matter what. Suddenly, he becomes the Pharaoh. The arrogance is like that. So pay attention. This is in you. It's like this. Yes.
So when its business has gone forward, it, the carnal soul, forgets its sighs and lamentations.
Yeah.
The man who lives in a city hears as soon as his eye goes asleep, beholds another city full of good and evil, and his own city comes not into his memory at all. So that I have lived there. This new city is not mine. I am in pawn. No, he thinks that in sooth he has always lived in this very city, and has been born and bred